Here on Daf Pei Hei Omed Aleph by the Mishnah. Harei at muteres l'chol adam. He wrote in the get that is mata l'chol adam ela la'aba olavicha. Chutz from my father or your father, la'ochi olachecha or my brother or your brother, la'eved o la'oivet kechovim, ולכל מי שאין לו אולוב קדושן כושר. זאת הכושר הגט. If the shear was from someone that she is alav bastvises kedushin side by side, so then there's no chesorin of a shear begeirishin. Let us see what Rashi says. Elo la'abo la'vicho. Lav shiyurehu. That is not called that there was a shir in the geirishin. The belav iser ishus, without the iser ishus that comes about through the shiur, lo'itovsi luhu bo kedushin. They can have ishus with her side by side. And perhaps to clarify the inyan, in Pasuk it says, "Bishilcha mi beisai v'holcha v'hoisa le'isha acher," that the shiluach has to accomplish that she should be able to get married le'ish acher. V'hoisa is a loshen of tvisas kedushin. So Memele, so that is the chesaron, according to the Chachamim. If there's a shiur, so you are making that it's the shilcha mi beisa has to make that she should be able to be vahoisa leishachel. If you're being mishayir in the geirishin, that she can't be, there's one ishachel, it's not shayach vahoisa. So that's a chason in the geirishin. But la'abo lo'vicha, b'chlal, she's a la'av bas tvisas kedushin. So there's no, by them, it wasn't said v'hoysa lishacher, that the get has to be matter her to get married lishacher, because they are b'chlal a la'av bas havaya. So memela, there's no chason in such a shia. Arei at muteres l'chol adam, elo almona l'koin godu, grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedit, mamzeres anasina li'Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'mamzo l'nosen, v'chol mi sheyesh lo olav kedushin, afilo ba'aveira, posel. But if the shir was to someone who is a Baal Tvisas Kedushin. So even though she was not permitted to marry them, but we have this chesaron that the get has to enable her to be vahoisa l'ishacher. And it's shayach to have Kedushin with this person. It's not permissible. But since they are a Baal Tvisas Kedushin, so memele, so that is the tafkid of the get. The get has to be matar to a batvis's kedushin, that through the get she should be capable of becoming vahoisa leishacher. By all these chayve lavin, without his shear, she would have been capable to get married with them. And because of this chutz that he wrote in the get, she's now not capable. So that's a chesaron in the get, that's a shir in the geirish. What does Rashi say? Almona lekoyin godol. Kiven de kedushin toifsim bechai ve'laban, kedamrini pekama de kedushin. Ulahai leitofsi, but now she'll be unable to get married with him, mishamiser isha shabo. Ishtakar de shaya begito, so there's a shir in the geirishin that it is not creating a bahoisali ishacha. Lechol mi sheyesh olav, yesh la olav kedushni maisa pnuya, filababe radis alav, posel dahavishio. Estes, let us appreciate the chiddush of the Mishnah is that one should not say that one of the tenoyim of gerushin is that it has to be matahar to everyone. And since she yisayvesai also to this person, so memele, so there's no chason in the gerushin, because it's not shaykh pachlal to be matter to this person. So the Mishnah says, no, that's not the essential ikar of a get. A get has to be matter that the b'hoysal ishacha, that the kedushin should be taifis. It doesn't have to be matter her to get married. So memele, so it doesn't matter that she side by side also to them of Grusha Lakayim Hedjit. The Rashba asks a kasha, min l'chayre des chiddush, we do not need, if she was a Grusha Lakayim Hedjit, she was already a Grusha, l'chayre, with this get kufa, she becomes a Grusha, And that's the chiddush. Even though she becomes a grusha, so the get was not matter her to a kain hedjit. Afal pikein, there's no chesaron in the gerushin. So the Rashba says einachanami. Now with the more chapson grusha le kain hedjit, it's a shigre delishne. But really, a fellow without this, it's we also have this chiddush. If he said chutz mikoyin hedyet, so there's no chesaron, even though this get is not matter her to this koyin. That is not an essential tnai in gerushin. That's what the Rashba says. From the Rashba we see that the L'chayre Reicha get is also min HaTorah. Because b'emesin to this Kohen, she's not a Grusha. She's only also because she's a Grusha to others, not to this Kohen. Let us see the Gemara. Klolo de Reisha. Now the Mishnah includes, after it says, La'aba lavicha ulachol mi she'ein lo olav kedushin. Kosha. And the safe also is kailu, v'chol mi she'yesh lo olav kedushin, afilu ba'bei rapos. So klolo d'reisha la'suye, shachai ve'krisus, that is also no chesaron of shir, since the alav bas tvisis kedushin, klolo the safe, Asuya Shachai Vilavin, Kigan Amoini Ma'ovi, Nesini Mitzri Badaini. So Rashi Klolo de Reisha, Olochol Mi She'ein Lo Olof Kedushin, Nesini Minagivainim, Shoy Meshiva Umay, Svika Lav, Dolaisis Chatenba. Mitzri Badaini, Besar Shloisha Doire, Shein Be Isser Asay. Boy Minei Rove, Merav Nachman, Chutz mikedushei katan mahu. What is if he had written in the get, Ed Mataras Chalodo, Chutz mikedushei katan. So Rashi says, Chutz mikedushei katan, Chutz mi ploini the katan hu. So the Kebeger explains that Rashi is meyodik meduyik. That means, Chutz mi ploini the katan hu means that I'm not matter you to ploini. So bishas the nesinus aget, it is not, there's no chesaron. We had mentioned in the Mishnah that the chesaron of shir begeirishin is because v'hoysa le'ishacher, v'shilchom ibeisei v'hoysle, that the get has to accomplish that she should become abas tvisis kdushin le'ishacher. To this cotton, to this person, to this ploini, it didn't have to accomplish this. Because b'shas the geirishin, he was alive about tvisis kdushin. Because he's a cotton. So the Gemara is going to clarify. Chutz mikdushi kot ma, mi amrin en hashte mi lav bar havayu. So all you need, the vahoysa li ish acher, that what the get has to enable her to get married, li ish acher, that's only bishas geirishin, it has to be able to accomplish this. So Bishas Geirishin, it has to be capable of being matter to all people who are B'nai Tfisus Dushin. But this Ploini, who Bishas Geirishin, is alive by Tfisus Kedushin, so Memeila, there's no Chesorin. I later will become a Godel. So it comes out that this get was not matter her to him, L'chshi Yisgadol. But that's no Chesorin. The chesaron of shir and gerishin is b'shas the gerishin, it has to be v'hoysa l'ishacher. B'shas gerishin was matter to all people who she's a bas tvisis kedushin. Oydel me'osi l'chlal havaye. No, it has to be matter to all people for all times. And since when he's going to become a godel, she will be unable to get married to him because he had said, chutz mi ploini. So this get will not be matter to ploini. So it's not a get now. You have to cheshbin with the osit. Or do you go basher usham? You look, now it was matter to all B'nai Tfisus Kedushin. Zogt Rabbi Kiveg, that's why Rashi was very medaik, and Rashi said, chutz miploini shuhukot. That the chutz was miploini. I don't want this get to be matter her to this ploini period. So memele, so then we're encountering that this get will eventually not be matter her l'chshi yizgadu. Chutz miploini shehu kot. It's chutz miploini. He's now a cotton, but he's going to become a godel. La afuki pashte the gemore. The loshna gemore would one would seem it's not like that. Chutz mikdushe cotton. So one could learn that you are not mutter to get married kedushe cotton when he's a cotton. When he'll be a godel, not chutz mi ploini shu katan, chutz from all the ktanim. So I'm not being mad to you to ktanim, but they'll become daylam, I'm mad to you. So if that would be the case, so then there's no shayla whatsoever, so tzicha kosher again. He says, if I'm only saying chutz mi ktanim, chutz mi kdushe katan, would take a pshutoy, so there's no chesaron of v'hoysa l'ishacher. I have to enable you to get met. All the b'nei tvisas kedushin, I'm enabling you to get married. When the ketanim will become b'daylam, I'm also enabling you to get married to them. I'm just saying, because when the ketanim, then I'm not matter. And in that matzev, there's no chesaron of v'hoysa l'ishacher because the kotn is alav barabaya. So in order that we should able to understand the shock of a time in the Gemara. That's why Rashi said that chutz mikidushi kotten means chutz miploini shehu kotten. That's what Rashi wanted to say. The kotten Omalei, so he answered him, Rav Nachman answered Rav Tenisua. We learned Tabarais. Ktano misgareshes b'kidushe avio. A ktane that a father was mekadusha, so she could be mekabel a get. We need that the an Isha can only be Mekabla Get if she is a Bas Havaya. Aktane Basher Rishom is not a Bas Havaya. She can't get married now because she's a Ktane. So how could she be Mekabla Get? He says, just like we have a Vahoysa Le'ish Acher that tells us that the get has to enable her to get married to a Bas Tvisus Kedushin, to someone that is the Kedushin's Tefis Bo. So we have a V'yotza V'hoysa. The V'yotza V'hoysa says that an Isha can only be Mekabla Get if she is a V'hoysa of a Bas Havaya. Now, Aktane is a Lav Bas Havaya. V'afal Pikein, it says in the Baraisa, Ktana misgareshes b'kdusha yaviya. Ela osi l'chlal avai. So v'hoysa does not necessarily mean that now she has to be a bas avaya. It means she has to be a bas avaya. And osi l'chlal avaya also makes her a bas avaya. Ochinami osi l'chlal avaya. So here v'shilcha mi beisi v'hoysa l'ishacher. It has to be matter to the people she'll become a bas havaya to. So memele, so therefore this is a shir in the geirish. Let us see Rashi. Ktana miskareshes im kiblo gito la'acha misis avio b'kidushe avio klaima v'afilo kitshe avio li'isha zedava lo kidushin gemurim. Rabbeinu v'yotze v'hoysa, the loy migrishe, she can only be mekabel or get, elo im kein ru'uyo lekadish es atzmo li'shacher, if she is capable of, when is a v'yotze, if it's a v'hoysa, elo osi l'chalabai l'achas man, v'kochoshiv lei me'yachshav, and so now she's considered already a bas havaya because of osi lechlal havaya. Like dok krole meimetevi hashta bas havaya. The Torah means she has to be a bas havaya. Linyin shiur enami haveshir. So memele agav yeshir and the geirishin. If veshilcha mi beisai, the get has to accomplish that she should be able to get married, so the get is accomplished that when she'll become a bas havaya to this person, she should be able to get married to him. And if he said, chutz mi pleini shul kotten, so it's a shir in the geirish. Let us see Taisvitz. Tenisua ktano misgareshes b'kidushe yavio. V'im taima. So Taisvis asks, Vidulma min ha'eiris en airi. Maybe this Baraisa is speaking about that it's Kedushi Avir, Kedushi means eiris. Her father married her, who beyesh lo av, and she still has a father. The bas havaya he, so she is a bas havaya through her father. That means her father can marry her again. Her father can marry her again. So therefore, she is considered a bas havaya. The Taisus HaRosh Tainis that Rashi, the current Rashi is Bechlau not shver. Because the Rashi should say the Zerusakosav is that the Yad that is Mekabel the Get should be a Bas Havaya. Taisa seems to learn that it can only be a Kabbalah's Get if it's Shaykh Havaya by her. So Taisa said the father can still marry her. Maybe it's speaking about there was Erison. That's what Taisa Rosh says. According to Rashi, the Kasha Bechlal is not Shvel. That's kasha number one. Vo'oi, kasha number two, my loka maisi masnis in the perkis kabel. K'tan is shomu is kabel igiti, eini get vachigi get le yodo, makmina lo bepek beis de kdushin, be'ein lo'ov. So there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Klo that she could be Mekabel Aget, and it's speaking about she doesn't have a father. So then you see Klo. So it's a double kasha. The Baraisa, what the Gemara brought, first of all, is no kasha. It could be the Baraisa speaking about that the father only made Erisin, and so she's a Bas Havaya now. And why didn't the Gemara bring a Mishnah, which the Gemara says the Mishnah is speaking about that the father died? So then, and we see Klo, even though she's now not a Bas Havaya, it's still good. Why Marie, so the Risa is Punkt Verkehr. Vahach Bereise Mashmalei Becholinye. That means you want to make an Akimte, but if you learn the Bereise Elach, it would seem it's speaking about Becholinye, a Fila Ein Loyov. Ain law I mean an suin they love your shoes but he says the baraisa is a psaparve baraisa tanda miskareshes bekidusha yavio. It doesn't say if the father's still alive, if he's not alive. He made this, even says kedushin, it's kailu nesuin also. Avo mesnisen this kabul, that mishnah motzle mitchai v'diyesh la'ov. Kidemash me pshata mas nisin, diktoni bosa hochi, vim oma ravia. The more makes an akim to walk of a boil made by shady diktushin, the biesh love askino. So that's why the Gemara brought down this paraisa. The Teres Abira Maisor brings down a kasha that the Gedoyle Achreinem ask. There's a Mishnah in Yevamis. But the Charshes and the Shaita, Charshes, let's see, the Megereshes Minatayre, after Lo Yosye Lo Ilam Lechalavaye, Sherei Ein Lehem Kedushin. That's a Pesach, Shrek Lechetashe. So she's not a Bas Havaye. So they bring down a pser, it's interesting teretz, that since given she yechoyle lekadish es atzmo kishe tishtafe, if she'll become gesund, she'll become, so then, af she'ene mishtafes me'alea o mechuseres meise, become bakim sagi bezeh lechshiva osi lechlalavaya. Mordek echidish. Since there's a possibility she could get healed, so Mamela she's considered also a Basabai, a Charshes. Let's go further. Chutz minana lo de mahu. What is, if he gave her a get, and the get was that he's matter to everyone who's around now, he's not matter to all the people which will be born later. Is that a chesaron of vohisali shacha? Vohisali shacha means that the get has to be matter to all people who are here. Vohisali shacha. Those who will be born later, there's no tenai that the get has to be matter to them. So that's the shah of the Gemara. Mal hashta miha lo yisyalet. Maybe there's no chesaron, there's no shir in the gerishin, because these people who the get is not matter to, they were as yet not born. So I don't have to be matter for them. Oidu me asidi de misyalti. No, you have to, there are people which will be born. So it has to, the Vahoysali Shacha goes not only on those who are here today, those who will be Boim Loilam afterwards. Omalei Tinisua. So he says, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. La'eved de Lo'ivit Kechavn. It says in the Mishnah that if he had said, Chutz mi Eved Vayivit Kechavn, Reit Matas Chon, Chutz mi Eved Vayivit Kechavn, there's no chesaron in shir of gerishin, that the ger is mishayer, because an Eved and a Goy are side by side, love and eight visas kedushin. So, there's no chasolon of a vohesal ishacha because it's not shy to get married to them. Imise, Eved vayvet kechovim, nami avidi de megairi. But they can be megair themselves. So, memele, so if you look, that's also called a dovish leibaloilo, geiris. But, good, but if you're telling me that the get has to be matter, her not only to the people who are here now, to the people who will come into existence later, it also has to be matter. If it's not matter, it's a chasson in the geirishin. So that's why you're telling me, chutz min eladim, it's a possible get, because it has to be matter to the, those who will come in existence later. So if I said, chutz mi ploini akum, chutz mi ploini shahu akum, so why is it a good get? This ploini can later become a yid, so become a baal tvi'as kedushin. Here Rabbi Kmeges, how did the Gemara know that that's pshat in the Mishnah? Maybe chutz ma'akum means not chutz mi ploini shahu akum. Maybe chutz ma'akum means when he's a goy. How did the Gemara, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Al kaponim, the Gemara understood that the Mishnah means chutz mi ploini shahu akum. I don't want to be matter to this person who is now a goy, but if a little become a yid, they also don't want that the get should be matter for him. Al kaponim, so the Gemara says, so you see, you don't cheshben with someone who is not in existence now. So let's be patient, neilodim from Akum. So the Gemara says, no, hanoch lav ligiyuri kaimi. That means, that's true, there's a possibility the goy might be Megaya himself. But this is not a milsa de shchiche, it's not oimet for goyim to be Megaya themselves. So memele, so there, the get doesn't have to be matter for someone who's loy shchiach to come in existence. That this plainly will become a yid. Geiris is a milsa de lo yishriche. So memele, so the get was matter for her to get married to all people who would shriach for her to get married. This guy, it's not shriach that she should ever be capable of getting married to him, because he's a guy. So there's not, that's not called a shir and the geirishin. But people are zicha oimer to get born. That's the teva oilom. So memele, so could be. So you can be poishet neilodim from goyim. Could be neilodim, since it's oimer that there'll be new people on this world. So the get is the vohoiselish acher has to include the new people which will come on this world eventually. And a goy, I don't have to reckon, since he's not oimer to become a yid, so therefore the get does not have to be matter for him. Chutz mi bal achoiso mahu. Now the Gemara clears a shayla. He gave her a get that it's not matter her to her brother-in-law. That means that her sister, let's say her name is Rachel, her sister's name is Leah, Reuven married Leah. He said, you can't get Areit Matas Choladam Chutz Mi Reuven. So now, so L'chayra did be a svara to say that I can't get married side by side to Reuven because I'm a Chayis Ishtoi. It's not shaykh to get married to him. So there's no chesona v'hoysa li shachet teruven. It's just like Avraham Avichu that there's no shir in the gerushin because the get has to be matter her to be able to get married to someone who's she's able to get married to her brother-in-law. She can never get married. I do me. Maybe her sister will die, and if her sister will die, if Leia will die, so then she can marry Reuven. So let's also say the same thing. They can be Megaya themselves. And there's no chisorin. You don't look what could come about. I look basherushom. And basherushom, the labnate feces kedushin. So therefore it's not called Ashir and the Geirish. So the Gemara says, Geirish lo ishriche. Misa ishriche. Misa ishriach. So Mamela could be you have to cheshbon with that maybe that the maybe her sister will die and she'll become a bas tvisas kedushin to her brother-in-law to Reuven and Mamela there's a shir in the gerushin. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hanelodim asidim livoli. Eduma asidim de misyaldi. Umitzra aleyem mitnei ishusei sholze. They're going to get born. And because of his issues, she is not capable of getting married. Amilka habashir. Evadvei vikichovim nami. Omotzis lamei mebu asidi de megayri. They'll be megayri. Avilachi le habashir. You don't reckon with Gershon is Gaike Cotton Shanoila Domi, but this new lady. So the Gemara answers, Moses as follows. Hashtem is Lechazle. No, that's the moment of defense. It's like, Amen, and here it's Amen. Hashtem is Lechazle, Kozman Shachese Kayemes, Lehavishir. Zog de Gemara weiter. Chutz miznusayech mahu. Now this is a merdike Gemara. We'll see merdike Yisaitis in Rashi. Chutz miznusayech mahu. He gave his wife a get. And he said, Reat muteres l'cholodom. Whoever you want to marry, Reat muteres l'cholodom. But if you want to be mizana with anybody, no, al gabiz nus, I'm still your husband. So Mamela, so the Gemara clears a shayla. Is this called Ashir? Yes or no? Let's not get into the oimika shayla, but that's the shayla of the Gemara. Chutz miznusay, Sarashi says shloite boli biznus. That's the Gabi's news. You're still an anxious ish. You're suing? You're suing is no problem. Now, bin suing holoi shaya. Bin suing he wasn't mishaya. Oidilme shaya bebiya. He was mishaya bebiya. Now, there's a Mirdike Rashi, which Avne Miluim says Pshat in this Rashi. Vaidume Shayer Bebiye, Baalme, Vetzad Ishus Karinimbo. Now, what is Rashi saying over here? So there's a Mirdike Avne Miluim. So Avne Miluim says, and perhaps let us combine that we had mentioned before, the drosh which Abi Kevega mentioned. Later I'll read you the loshon of Davne Miluim. But we had mentioned that one of the conditions and the chesaron of chutz and gerishin is, the pasuk says, v'shilchom mibeisoi v'hoisoi li'ishach, that the get has to enable her to get married to someone else, anyone else, li'ishach to anyone else. So, the Gemara has here two tzadim. One side is, she can get married to anyone. She can get married to anyone. So, whatever the Torah writes, what a get has to accomplish, it's accomplishing. She can get married to anyone, no problem. But then the Gemara has, so now, we have a big problem. What's the problem? Shaya bebiya. But all we need is vahoysali shacha. That's all what we need. It's vahoysali shacha. So Rashi, v'tzad ishus karinam bo. B is also called ishus. With B there comes some sort of an ishus. And God, we had mentioned a few times that let's give a moiridik marshal that the shittus Rab Yehuda in Masechtas Yevamis, that anusas oviv is also libnoi. What's the story? Yaakov was ma'anas Rochel. So now Reuven is not allowed to marry Rochel. Reuven is not allowed to marry Rochel. He learns that from possibly Gala Knaf Oviv, Knaf She Knaf She Gila Oviv. Anyway, Reuven is not allowed to marry Anusas Oviv. And the Gemara says in Yevomis, it's a lot. Legala Knaf Oviv. So we would learn Pshat. Xeris HaKosav, the father was Ma'anis. The father was Manas Anisha. There's a cost of the son is not allowed to marry him. The Gemara says it's Chayvei Lavin Desher. You know, it's a Chayvei Lavin that's this woman, this Rochel is related to you. What kind of a relationship do I have to her? So about the Nur and the Ramos, Arei Ka'eshus Oviv. This is like your father's wife. Wife, Shema Shemaim. Where did a wife come in over here? Zet Mendoch, that with every beer, which is a Nirg of Ishus, even though the intent was not Ishus whatsoever, the intent was Manasar. Afal Pikein, she becomes Ishtoi. She becomes Ishtoi. This, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's Ishus of it. She's not, there's different dargis of Ishus. I just like to mention, I found that the Masas Moshe also says this Yisod in Kedushin Simechav Hei. He brings a very interesting Rashi in Yevomis. The Chachamim say that no, there's no issur of, they don't dash in the Strashi, Igala Knaf Oviv is going on a Nusis Oviv. They don't dash in the Strashi. So Rashi said, so if we would want to explain the Chachamim, so there's nothing to explain. The Igala Knaf Oviv they use for something else. So you have to clear your throat and explain why she's mutter. If I don't have a Strashi, she's mutter. So Rashi says, "Leikach ishes eishes oviv leigalik naf oviv." The Chachamim hold the eishes mashme ayide ishes tikdushin. Rashi has to explain the Chachamim. Eishes means ishes of kedushin. Ishes of kedushin there wasn't. So Vaisois for Rashi also the Chachamim also understood. There's another type of ishes. There's an issue that comes about without Kedusha. It's also issues. The Masas Moshe brings a Moira Diki Yerushalmi The Yerushalmi says, by a goy, if you have a woman that was a zoyne, and she was mizane with two people, so Shmuel says in the Yerushalmi, the second one that's mizane with her is chayev als he was Eishus Chayev. So as nus of a goy makes so the first nus makes her his wife, and the second one already, that's Eishus Chayev. So we see such a concept. Now I'd like to say one more hanoch, and then we'll understand the Gemara very well. The Gemara in Yevome says, what is the shame mamzer? What's this word? Mamzer. Mamzer, someone that comes from a bia of lav tvisis kedusha. So it's called a mamzer. So what's the type of mamzer? So Rashi says, mum shel zorus. His mum is shel zorus. He comes from strangers. So I wanted to explain that pshat is like this. That if you have a poni avola pnuya, there's no issues. There's no official issues. But they also become ish v'ishtai. There's some sort of an issues that comes about. To afilo abiyya shelznus. So they're married. In a sense, they are married. The boyel and the nivellas. So Mamele, he doesn't come from two strange people. This is a ish v'ishtai, some sorts. But, if it's chai v'krisus, they can't get married. Kedushin is in taifas by them. So no kedushin is taifas by them. So this child is coming from Zorim. He's coming from strangers. He's not coming because they can't become married. In perhaps one more raya, then we'll go into Asugya. There's a love of Layiya Kodesh. So Rashi in Chumash says, what's the love of Layiya Kodesh? That a Yisrael was Boyel Ashifche. Since she is a love Bas Tvises Kedushin, so he became a Kodesh Al Yodo. Because Kolbi Lois of Bilisnus, Heltamais. If he's Mizana with someone else, there's no issues, there's nothing, there's no love of the year, Kodesh. If he was Boyela Shifche, that he can't have issues in her, then he became a Kodesh. He's a Kodesh. So, we also see the same Yesod. That if you boil someone who's a Bas Tvises Kedushin, so there's some issues involved over here. This is not saying Chas V'Shalom it's Mutter, but there's some issues over here. So but Mashenken, if he's boil a Shifchas, he became a Kodesh. Since he's a Lav Bas Tvises Kedushin, so he became a Kodesh. So that's called a Bi Yishel's Nus, that there's no issues whatsoever, there's no issues. Fine. So now, let us go back to Asugit. So our sugya is clearing the shaila. In that what is a tanai v'hoiso le'ish acher, that the get has to make possible that she should have issues with someone else. That's a tanai of the get. What issues was the Torah makpiran? Was the Torah makpiran the iker issues? So if he said, So she can get married to anyone. But did the Torah mean no, that the get has to make her capable of getting married to Znus? There's another type of issues. Tzad issues, Yeshba. There's also an issues. There's an issues of with Znus also she gets married. And if he said Chutz, so this get is preventing that she should be able to have issues through Znus. Of the puzzle of get. Or maybe not. Maybe Vaisal Ishacha means you don't have to go into, as long as it makes her capable of getting a true issues, that's enough.
How far is the Vahoisa Amachaya? That's the Shaila of our Gemara. Amor the Ki Gemara. Well, let's see the Gemara.
Chutz mis nusayich mau, binisuin holoishaya. So I have the Vahoisa Lishacher, she can get married to whoever she wants to. His issues, the issues of the first husband, is not at all a ikuv, a stumbling block, and for her to getting married to anyone she wants to. Minisuin haloishai, veidume shayer bebiye, and that's also called a shir. And that we said the lashon of Rashi, that Rashi says that v'tzadish is karinim bo. It's also called that there was, he's preventing a tzad ishus from occurring through saying chutz miznusayich. Amalei, so he said to Nisua, we learned, we have a Mishnah. La'aba olavicha. Ubamai. What did he mean to say? When he put this in the get, that harayat muteres l'chalodim chutz me'abo v'avicha. What was his intentions over here? That she'll be unable to get b'mekabel tabas kedushin from her father. He knows that kedushin isn't taifas. I mean, what did he mean? B'amai ilayim b'nesuin abo v'avicha b'nei nesuin inu. So it's not Mistava. He wrote this in the get to prevent such a nesuin, knowing that it's not shaykh such a nesuin cyber. Belalav biznus. No, there's an issues that is shaykh, and he wants to prevent this. An issue of znus, a lalav biznus. Ula abu lavichu hu deloy shay, vaf al pikein, there's no chesorin of shiel by abu vavicha, because she can't get issues with abu vavicha, since the lalav bas tfisus kedushin, so there's no issues afilu by the Znus of Abba Vavicha. So there's no chesaron of Vahoisal Ishacher. That means these people are lav, b'nei, tfises, issues, and ganzen. So the Gemara answers, no, dilme b'nesuin the ova v'insiv. Maybe the issues of bia is bachlal, not a criteria. You don't have to worry about that issues. That the issues of bia is no problem whatsoever. The issues of bia is no problem whatsoever. That the get does not have to be mounted at issues. And the Mishnah is speaking about that if she'll make nesuin, but he doesn't want, he's not giving her a get to, she be capable of making the suin mamish. Now let us see Rashi. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Abba Vavicha b'nei nesuinino, the teisek adaitoi, the boy was nuye bahado, that he should think he has to make a tanaya condition. Holoi tovsi bo kedushin. Elolav biznus. The Abba Vavichu, the Lehavi Shir, the Balav Hochi, Nami Asir Luhu. So, I'll tell you what Asir is in a minute. But the Beduma Benesuin Ktoni Masnis, the Bavo Gav, the Lavucheu, that Bechal she should make Nesuin, Hilkech Lacha Havishir, if we'll say she can't get married to someone else. Abba Besnus Eima Lehavi Shir. Now, I'd just like to read over the Loshen of the Avni Miluyim, the Avni Miluyim in two places. In Siman Tes Zayin, Seif Sif Hei. And then it's also in Kuf Lamed Zayin Zayin. But in Siman Tes Zayin, Seif Sif Hei, Rashi speaks more clearly. He says as follows. Ike she yura de get, eina elok she shaya, me inyone ishus. he has to be Meshaya in Yoni Ishus. He's making it incapable of having issues. Ulchain Laba Lavicha, the Lav Bas Kedushininu, Gam Znus Ditu, Les Pei Mishum Tzad Ishus. So there's Znus is not issues. So Mamela, he's not preventing issues by saying Chutz Miaba. Uba Amon Egrushe, Gam Biye Ditu, Have a Bei Mishum Tzad Ishus. There be his issues. Verashi shekosav de la'aba belav hochi asura vekaime, haino kiven de asura vekaime le'ishus, hava le'ibia didu znus grede, v'les bei mishum tzad ishus. That's what the Gemara is saying, that abba v'avicha there be is nus. Because it's not, it's so there's no chesor nafshia. Ve'ikre talye betvisus kedushin. B'shiyura de ishus. Olochol mishein olav kedushin leke shiyura de ishus. V'afilus nustitu amilecho shiv tzad ishus. V'gabi mishayesh olav kedushin choshiv shiyura de ishus. So it's considered like shiyura of ishus. V'afilus nusgreide choshiv shiyura de ishus. V'biya choshiv tzad ishus. That is what Vavne Miluim says.